Aloha.
I think the salted nut roll is a perfect size.
You can see Shaft.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Becker. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode 348. Very stoked to have you in the mix. It's Thanksgiving week. We're doing Thanksgiving-themed topics today. I'm joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
A very good week. I enjoy Thanksgiving so much. This year, plan on making the same thing. I'm good.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer Thanksgiving.
I'm good.
I mean, the food is good, and you know, it just the cool thing about Thanksgiving is like you get to see everybody. It's like, you know, it's a lot of people in my family. It's the only time I see them the whole year is Thanksgiving. It's not happening this year, so
yeah. But still, I don't see my this was the year that my whole family would come. We have to alternate, so there's been some years better than the others, but yeah. Still I enjoy the whole this is all on me. I make everything.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, this is my thing.
Yeah, so I'm it's fun. I mean, it's a good reason to get drunk and just eat whatever the fuck you want. And
yeah.
Pie, like, it's not a lot of days in the year that you get pie.
I only have pie this time of year.
Yeah. I don't really have pie another time. You know, maybe by accident, I'll run into a piece of pie. But, I mean, Thanksgiving is the day for pie. It's the pie holiday. So, oh, speaking of that, I forgot this last week, and I've been, they nearly were, somebody laid waste to them in the meantime, but Super Lee, good friend of the show, Super Lee sent me, as he did you, a package of Pearson's salted nut rolls, and I cracked them here at the house, but I wanted to taste mine on the air. And
so you haven't had it?
No, I haven't had it. And I meant to do it last week, but I forgot. And I remembered this week, and I just went over to the sack, and there's like two left. Like the people that are here in my home, in my pod, they took
your kids are eating them?
Yeah. Well, one's allergic to nuts.
Okay.
So it's mostly just the one kid that's, he's laid waste.
But it must be a hit. Must be a hit.
There's so far there have been a couple positive reviews, but I'm here to taste my first. I'm opening, just checking the package. These are the bite size, original salted nut roll, peanut packed.
You know, I have a comment about the whole fun size, bite size. When I was a kid, getting a King candy bar was the ultimate.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And I guess because nobody hands those out on Halloween, that you don't think to see a big candy bar. Like, I haven't seen
You mean bigger than the full size, or just regular full size,
or just regular? So yeah. my son's soccer team had an away game on Halloween, late afternoon.
Yeah.
So the parents got together and like made a bag for the kids.
Yeah.
And somebody contributed like big Snickers bars. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, it's too much.
Yeah, they're too big.
It's too much candy bar. Like a regular Halloween fun size. That's kind of all the candy I want.
Yeah.
It's too much.
There's sometimes you'll see like an in-between size, like slightly larger than a fun size, but smaller than a full size. Like they'll come in like a little tray. Where you get like six of them in a package.
Okay.
That's a good size. Just a little bit bigger than fun. One to the right, if you will. Just a little bit bigger than fun size.
I mean,
perfect size.
When you see a peanut butter cup, it'll come in like two.
Yeah.
Or if the Halloween, like, smaller thing, it'll just be one. But it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you look at a Snickers, like a king-size Snickers, you're like, whoa, what the fuck am I going to do with that thing?
I know. You're not going to eat the whole thing. You're going to eat part of it.
But more importantly, I think the salted nut roll is a perfect size.
It's little. I'm going to have it right now. Oh, my God. I've bitten into it. Mmm. It's very peanutty.
It's peanutty. It's the right balance, though.
This is really good.
It's not too much nougat, mm-hmm. not too much caramel. It's a good fucking bar.
It's concerning because there's no chocolate, and I'm a big chocolate guy. I love chocolate, but this is very good.
I like it fine.
Yeah, this is very good.
It's a rich man's payday. Mm-hmm. It's a much better payday.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a craft payday. It's like a like a micro brewed payday. Very good. I approve of the salted nut roll, and I think there's another one left. And before my fucking kid or my SO gets here, I'm gonna fucking eat that because it'll be gone. It'll be gone as fuck. Anything else?
No. Just Thanksgiving.
We're supposed to have Travis Rogers on because he's he's like the food. He's the go-to food guy, and it's Thanksgiving, and he has lots of opinions on food. And he couldn't do it. I didn't ask for a reason, but
so maybe we'll get him on Christmas time.
Right. We had a discussion about having him come on, and then I doubled back with him, circled back, and he said he couldn't do it. So sorry. Okay. Sorry we don't have Mr. Travis Rogers with us this week, but
I did a quick Google search, and I thought if Travis was going to be here, we could discuss a quick hit of the 90210 Thanksgiving episodes.
Oh, yeah. This is where Steve Young, where they're tossing the football with Steve Young.
Well, so I'll give you since it's just you, season 3.
Yep.
Brandon sees, and they did this for like Christmas 2 one year. Brandon sees a homeless dude. He sees the Desert Storm vet named Jack Canner.
Brings him home.
And the guy's dumpster diving in the rain, and he's like, hey, come on to my house, which is very – it shows that, you know, Brandon is a caring individual.
Salt of the earth.
But at the same time, the parents are like, okay, so we got this homeless guy. He shaves, showers, cleans up. He wears Mr. Walsh's clothes. Like Brenda's like, hey, he seems about your size, so just gives him the University of Minnesota sweatshirt. Jeans, I assume underwear.
Yeah.
I mean, some random guy's just wearing his clothes.
Yeah.
And then Jack Canner gets all pissed off when, like, the kids are there, Donna and all these people, and they seem a little shallow. He's like, sorry, you're worrying about Black Friday sales. You know, some of us have been living on the streets. And Mr. Walsh is like, you know, or some of us have been out there fighting for your country, just making him feel like shit.
Yeah.
Mr. Walsh is like, you know what? This guy's wearing my fucking whites. He's wearing my underwear.
Dirty undies, the whites. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, get out of here. Yeah. And then just as that happens is a downpour and the kitchen roof, the roof over the kitchen collapses. And of course, because he's Mr. Desert Storm, he has this military skills, and he's like, get a tarp, and he fixes the roof. And so so that's the big lesson.
I got it straight up, Ed.
Yeah,
that sounds like just an absolute dog shit episode of 90210. Yeah, it's
season
it's
4
lazy writing.
Season 4, Brandon goes up to San Francisco to try to. He's instead of coming home during the break, and I guess, you know, he lives close to college, so it's not a big surprise for him to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But he just ditches
California
his
University.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The CU Condors.
Yeah.
He goes up to San Francisco to look for his ex-girlfriend who lit the float on fire, Emily Valentine.
Yeah. Oh, she was hot.
She was all right. She's handsome.
Yeah.
So that was that episode. Season 6, David Silver's mom gets out of a mental hospital and just has Thanksgiving with the gang, but elbows his girlfriend Valerie Malone out of the way and insists on cooking the turkey upside down. She says it makes it more moist.
I've heard that because of the
breast side down. Yeah,
breast side down. That's not, she's not alone in her assessment.
But that's her big contribution. But yeah, she's making Valerie feel all, like, left out because she's not needed. And then at the end of the episode, Donna is trying to impress her boyfriend, Joe Bradley, who's a virgin.
Donna was a virgin.
Yeah, yeah. But then she was ready to give it up. And Joe Bradley is like, yeah, I'm a virgin.
Jesus.
Until I get married.
Yeah.
And he's the quarterback for the CU Condors. Mm. And she arranges, she knows, her dad knows Lee Steinberg.
Oh, yeah.
And so he arranges for Steve Young to just stop by in the middle of Thanksgiving to go play touch football with the gang.
Yeah.
A few days before he's got a real game.
I don't think.
And he's Beverly Hills.
I don't think that's, well, that doesn't make sense. And also, no, like, if he's got they only get Tuesday off usually.
Yeah. And also, if there's some reason they would give him time off on Thanksgiving, he'd probably be with his family, not with the Walsh house in Beverly Hills.
Well, especially because he's a Mormon and they're all about family. Although, well, I guess, I mean, at that time, Steve Young, and for a long time, Steve Young, he was a bachelor.
Right.
He was unmarried.
There were whispers.
Right. That happens a lot when you're the quarterback in San Francisco. Although, when Jeff Garcia was a quarterback up there, one time it was the bye week, and everyone, you know, people were saying stuff about Jeff Garcia and Terrell Owens, you know, he wasn't helping. And then it was the bye week, and they did one of those vignettes on what people do on their bye week. And Jeff Garcia took his small, fluffy dog, fluffy white dog, to get groomed. So, but yeah, they could be like, hey, Steve Young's got a bye this week, so he's down here, and his family's on a mission trip to the Philippines. You know, like it only takes a couple lines to make it more believable, because it's not, he wouldn't be there in season. Yeah, otherwise
they just didn't explain it. He's throwing touchdown passes to Steve Sanders on the front lawn.
Yeah.
Quickly, season 7, David's grandfather dies, so he has a huge mental breakdown and has to be, like, tied to a bed. He's on, like, 48-hour lockdown.
Is his grandpa died?
Yeah, no, that was the weird thing. I mean,
is this the same episode where he was got addicted and cured of his meth addiction in a one-hour episode?
I'm pretty sure that was the same season. Like, all of this went down the same time.
He tried meth. And then, like, hours later, was shooting it between the toes, like a 25-year meth veteran.
Right. Yeah. He'd already used up all his veins in his arm.
Yeah.
And then he was fine. And then, like, that same season, he became essentially Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He got a radio show. Well, he was a DJ. That's how he got into the meth.
He started giving, like, advice. Yeah, dumper. You know, what? Yeah. And then towards the end, that's when they brought in, like, the discount Dylan McKay, Noah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. They had to replace him. Yeah. Noah.
He thought he killed someone drunk driving. So that was their problem. And then finally, Donna learns Gina's her half sister, who was hot. What's her name? Vanessa Marcel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She was a good replacement at the end.
She has a baby with David Silver. They have a child together.
He's got a few. Does he have a few different children?
I think he's just the two with just the two women. Yeah. He's got two with what's her name? Megan Fox.
I thought there was one more in the mix.
Maybe. You could be right. I don't know. It's weird that he ended up being the cool one and the handsome one. He's the good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude.
And I mean, Luke Perry was also quite handsome. He's, you know, it's still shocking that he's left us. He's no longer. And, you know, Brandon almost died in racing Indy cars back in the day. And Brandon, let's be honest, he was the worst character.
He was a huge fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's a huge nerd. He's always like, come on, guys, do you think this is a good idea? Let's go hang out and have egg creams with Nat at the fucking Peach Pit. Also, Nat, a little too close to those kids, right? Like, what's
very, very close? And then there was one like 3-episode story arc where Nat knocked up a woman, and then we never saw anything about them again.
Nat was in his 70s.
I know, but they made it seem like he knocked up a woman who seemed to be in her mid 60s. And then they just were like, yeah, you know what? We're angling towards a young audience, and I don't think anyone wants to imagine how that baby was conceived.
Yeah.
And they just got rid of the storyline. Yeah, that's
for the
speaking
best.
Of good-looking dudes, one other thing, the big news on the shark, Greg Norman.
Oh, yeah. Packing.
That's a great-looking dick, but why was he erect on the beach himself?
He's
definitely that was like he had a boner. I mean,
it could just be like he's got some blood in it. Well, also though, and this happens, he's, you know, I'm a free baller. A lot of times,
just flapping in the breeze kind of thing.
Well, the texture of the material can just rub right on the crown, and
I get it.
Yeah,
that's like me when I mean, it was always a weird thing. School buses always used to the vibration. Would give me a boner.
I think that's a prostate situation. That's hitting you in your gland, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It was working for me, but working against me because I'd be showing up for school having to, you know, hold things in front, or even worse, I was on my way to a football game and I've got an erection.
Oh no,
it's a problem.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough deal. But I mean, it's not
it's
an
great looking dick.
It's not an accident that the shark, the great white shark, is out there, you know, walking his dog, air quotes, on the beach,
right,
with just full tumescence going on. Like, he wanted you to know. It's not an accident that picture got posted.
Yeah, that picture got posted by him, right?
Yeah, it got posted by him to his Instagram, and you can see shaft.
Is he Australian or South African?
He's Australian.
Yeah.
He's so
good day, mate.
Yeah, he's one of those. And
look at my chanda from down under.
He's hogged up, which could explain his very brief marriage to Chris Everett.
Oh, they're not married anymore?
They were they dated for quite a while.
But I just remember hearing them together.
Yeah.
And that's some athletic pairing. But
yeah,
I mean, the shape this fucking dude's in.
He's in great. He's almost 70, I think.
But and he was a golfer. It's not like he was Mr. Universe. Like he was he didn't even need to be that big.
He'd always wear the Panama hat, which you just don't see on the tour anymore. You just don't see the guys out there in the Panama hat. I mean,
yeah,
the straw hat was a good look. I wonder though, do you think Chris Everett had to tap out when she was like,
right,
when she married him and she's like, this is just too much fucking dick.
Like, right. Cause it looks girthy as hell.
Yeah. It's pretty massive.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder what happened there. But props to Greg Norman. I mean, honestly, I've said many times, I'd like to have the rumor, and he's got it, and then some.
The rumor, he's got it.
It's kind of like John Hamm, but like exponential John Hamm. Because John Hamm, it's like could be a shadow issue. Like
John Hamm's looks pretty fucking great.
Yeah,
but this you're sure of it. Yes. You're sure it's
he's in trunks. Like it's outlined by the nylon. It's glad you brought that up. I'd forgotten about that. Okay, let's do a couple voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel
England. The musical stylings of Brad in New York, that reminds me, Ed. Remember we were talking about the Fire Stick and you're like, oh, there's a workaround where you can get HBO Max and everything?
Yeah.
Brad in New York hit me up not long after that and he's like, hey, he's like, call me. He's like, I can make your Fire Stick the equivalent of the 90s.
The black box?
Cable black box. He's like, I can get you like everything. And I keep forgetting to call him. Hey, Brad, if you're listening, I think Brad's more of a Bachelor lifestyle fan, but he also listens to this show, but I just think not as consistently. Hey, Brad, I'm gonna shoot you a text the next couple days.
Yeah, keep me posted on that. And by the way, Angelo, our pal in Texas, gave me the info on the pay-per-view fight. So I have that. He's been very helpful with this show.
Oh, because I just saw today, Ed, that Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight is this weekend.
Is this weekend?
It said 11/28.
Oh, so then I'll send you what he sent me, and that's one of those things. It's probably going to be terrible, and you don't actually want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I got to point out, I was hoping to have some action to put on in the background, and it's not on. It's like Major League Soccer playoffs or something.
Right.
So I put on ESPN Classic. It's 94 Penn State, Michigan, which I believe Penn State goes undefeated and didn't win the national title. Because this is before the playoffs. But
Kerry Collins?
Yeah, Kerry Collins' team. I think they finished number two, but I think that was Nebraska.
Is Kerry Collins the Penn Statist meathead that's ever lived? Did you just look at him and go, you could see like from space, they're like, oh yeah, that guy went to Penn State. He's the most Penn State human being that's ever lived.
He reeks of that. Yeah. However, they keep cutting to Sandusky on the sideline. Ooh. And this plays out like a Cosby Show episode. Yeah. You can't do it. You can't watch ESPN Classic and be like, oh, I appreciate it. Oh, that was a good blitz. No. And then they're like, hey, who called out that blitz? Oh, Jerry Sandusky.
Really?
And Joe Pa, the enabler, like the whole thing, the Penn State's canceled. That's it.
Yeah. It's got to be. It's definitely indefensible. I mean, I guess you can still be a fan.
The whole operation is indefensible.
Yeah, I agree.
No.
It's this weekend. Fuck. One click whitelist. Hey, I'm just trying to read. Okay. CBS Sports. Yeah. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. fight card, pay-per-view price. It's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Cause I get roped into these. Like last week I was watching UFC with my chick and it was like the prelims. And then it's like, it's on ESPN Plus and it's like, oh, the prelims are over. And I'm like, well, I'm not kind of done watching that. And then you like talk yourself into it. And I'm like, it's $65 and I never heard of anybody that's fighting. But also like I haven't gone out to dinner in 8 months. So you talk yourself into it. And then the guy submits the other guy. It was like an old school Tyson. The guy submits the other guy in like 8 seconds. And you're like, I paid $65 for that. So yeah, give me the hookup on the Angelo thing.
Yeah, so I'll send it after the show.
Okay, I'm going to need that. Voicemails. Hold on, I'm playing them from my phone, so it's always kind of an adventure.
Hey, guys. Luke from Fort Collins here. I feel like Donald Trump is the only dude in the world who could watch every episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then afterwards he would say, it's very sad and very discouraging the way that Larry was treated unfairly by everyone.
I'm gonna give Luke clearly did that call just so he could do his Donald Trump impression. It's
I'm a fan of Luke.
I love Luke. Luke's great. He's a longtime Twitter follower, Jason Stewart. I gotta say though, Luke's I appreciate him going for it because it's so hard to do in the moment.
It's hard.
I can't do voices. You've got the one very good voice.
That's it.
I still got to give his Trump like a 5.
Yeah, I agree. And the one point, I mean, he's dying a sad death out there.
Yeah.
But the one thing about Trump, when they talk about him projecting masculinity, and I do believe all of the old school thoughts on masculinity are usually shitty.
Yeah.
But the one thing as a guy that I still try to stick to is to not whine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they're talking about projecting, all he does is whine. Yeah, whining is like the least manly thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's just the worst. Mm. I and it's why I don't like when athletes seem to be pouting over shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's why I'm not a fan of Cam Newton or Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers or Brady. They'll
make excuses.
They'll make excuses and bitch about their fucking receivers.
Yep.
That's the one quality in a guy. Like if I'm around a guy who's whining and complaining, I'm out. I can't deal with that.
That's why the Rock is going to be the president eventually, because he's very positive.
He doesn't whine about shit.
He doesn't whine about, you know what he does every day? He works the fuck out. He works out.
Oh my God. He's the biggest human. Like anytime I see him, it's jarring how big he is.
We did that Fast Five, and he was only 37 when he made Fast Five, and now he's 47, and he's markedly bigger than he was when he was 37. Right. He's like one and a half times.
He's bigger than when he was Warren Sapp's backup.
Yes. Yeah. It's but he never lays blame anywhere. He goes to work every day. He hooks people up. He does the make a wish thing. He's just a fucking good dude. And that's something we can all get behind.
By the way, I read maybe 2 years ago, John Cena, and I'm not a wrestling guy.
He's done the most. He's done the most make a wishes.
He's done the most by like three times the next person. Like he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, he is. He's a good dude. Also, I would agree with that. Did you see, I should have, The Undertaker, there was a post this week, I think on Barstool, about The Undertaker, and he does cameos for $1,000. People pay.
Does he still wrestle?
I don't think so. He looks pretty old.
Okay.
And people pay him like $1,000.
Like,
in character to be like, hey, I heard you're having a birthday out there, brother. I just want you to know that your family wishes you the happiest possible birthday. That's coming from beyond the grave. Or what? Isn't like the Undertaker's thing? Yeah, is he a mortician or he's dead?
Well, I mean, I don't even know why I know this, but he used to travel with a mortician, I think.
Oh yeah, his manager was a mortician.
Yeah, like that guy was, and then he was the Undertaker. He was, or was he more like an executioner?
I don't know. He had a hat. Oh yeah, like a hangman, like a hangman.
Yeah, like that's what I assumed he was with. But he was with like a guy in a pinstripe suit who looked like a mortician. It was a weird vibe.
Yeah, I was out on wrestling, obviously, long before The Undertaker came into the realm.
I guess he was big enough that I knew who he was.
Same. I'm familiar with his deal.
That's a lot of money. Did they know you could get what's his name? Larry
Minetti?
Minetti for $20?
Yeah. I think.
Fantastic aloha.
You really can't go wrong with a Minetti version. I mean,
what's his name? Was it Seven Mary Three?
Larry Wilcox.
Larry Wilcox.
Like you could get the Undertaker going like, "Have a happy birthday, brother," or you could get this.
And congratulations on Ballers Podcast. And you're right. They do have the greatest theme, Magnum P.I. I love it like you do. And truly, I wish you aloha.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is a tour de force.
Amazing. Incredible. Well, there's that. Okay. Good. Thank you for that, Luke, by the way. Hold on. I closed my voice app to play that thing, and we got another voicemail here.
Hey guys, y'all talking about Dolly and the woman.
Zealous, you
our guy,
obviously, and he said Dolly, so it sounds like he's talking about Salvador Dolly, the gropey
mustache twirling,
right? Early 20th century artist. Where I think he means Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
who we were discussing.
Treasure, you know, she, the amount of things that she's done, most of them are well documented, but there's behind the scenes, you know, she's just a great treasure of a person. I saw that she's, I think, about to turn 75, and Playboy wanted her to pose. I doubt she does that, or if she does it, it'll be tasteful, but, and I'm sure it'll be airbrushed like hell. But if she does, I mean, I think you have to take a look, right? I mean, that's something that every red-blooded American male has thought about once or twice over the last 40 years. So, I mean, I'm out of curiosity. I have to at least take a look. I'm wondering what you guys think about it.
That's a tough one. Well, she's...
I mean, without question.
I don't know. She's pretty old. She's an old lady.
She is, but... I mean, like you said, it would be heavily airbrushed.
I don't know.
It would be heavily airbrushed. And, I mean, every boy grew up thinking, you know, when you first are aware of Dolly Parton, you want to see what's doing.
Yeah.
And I understand it's not peak Dolly, and it'll never happen. But if it did happen, it would be as airbrushed as anything could be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She's an older woman. I feel like I'm looking at somebody's grandma or something. I just don't. It's a tough call.
I'll check out your grandma. The
other thing is that she's, you know, she only wears long sleeves, and it's supposedly
the wrap on the. Yeah, I think we did a story about this, right?
Yeah, she's supposedly heavily tattooed, and I think she addressed it at one point. And she's probably not as heavily tattooed as the myth makes her out to be, but she does have tattoos, and I think that would be a deal breaker for her. Plus, what's in it for her? She's 75. If she was going to do it, she would have done it around 9 to 5 era Dolly Parton when she was really banging. You know, right. She's an older woman.
She would have done it 40 years ago. She's never going to do it.
No, she's never going to. There's nothing in it for her. You know, there's no people do that for publicity. And Dolly
tend to do it on their way up.
Yeah.
Or on their way down. She's neither. She's a beloved elder statesman of the game.
Who could forget when 80s one hit wonder Tiffany Renee Darweish did a Playboy spread, and it was well past her time. And I got to be honest, she did a lot of poses with like one arm over the belly area, like just a, like, and maybe like a corset, you know, like covering things up. She probably should have done it about 8 years sooner. Same with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Christy Swanson. Although she looked,
Swanson.
She looked pretty good in hers. Let's hope Dolly doesn't do that. Okay, a couple quick emails. I think. Oh yeah, Brian and Ed. Long time, Brian and air and quote Ed.
This could be another Lewis Hamilton question.
Yes. Long time listener, Red Circle subscriber, first time emailer. I just completed a 3-day drive from California to South Carolina. Can that be done
that's
in 3 days?
Drive.
I would think that's 5 days. That's so far. And as I stopped at questionable gas stations, hotels, and truck stops for a snack and a bathroom break, I was mortified to find that toilet seat covers are a luxury found only in developed communities on the edges. Question: how should one execute the patented double gasket technique when amongst the uncivilized animals that live outside of California. Makes me worried about the rural listeners of the pod.
Well, hang on a second. Yeah. He's implying that the toilet seat covers only exist in California. They exist in New York too.
That's what this person's saying. They're saying they drove across the country. And that,
okay.
And that
you're describing the East Coast as South Carolina. Fuck out of here. That's
well, she
South Carolina is the worst state. I mean, right. Yeah, Charleston's charming and all, but like, you're gonna say that represents the East Coast? What?
Well, I don't think that's what she's saying. She's saying she went coast to coast, and that in the whole middle there didn't exist.
Oh.
Toilet seat covers.
I thought she was implying that only one coast had it.
No. She said she just said that they only live on the edges. I was mortified to find that toilet seat covers are a luxury found only in developed communities on the edges.
I've been in situations where it didn't exist. Like one of my offices didn't, and it was just
you gotta make your own.
It was a nest building situation, but
make your own.
It's a terrible feeling when you're building that nest.
Yeah.
How about and then you put the thing down and you notice that there's a wet spot that it just landed on. And you're like, all right, hovercraft. I can't be on that.
Yeah, that's heavy. I don't want to think about it. It's too much to process. P.S. I introduced my boyfriend to the show throughout the nearly 40-hour drive so he'd know where I get my opinions on Florida, 311, and heavy stitch jeans. He chucked.
I need to know more about this drive. I mean, I appreciate she's making the right decision for America.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing pictures this week of fucking airports.
Yeah.
They're and crowded. You people are insane.
Yeah.
I get it if you're flying 8 weeks ago and it's an empty airport, but we're looking at as if it were Thanksgiving any year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you don't need to see grandma that bad. He chuckled a few times, so I'm starting to have hope in the future of our relationship. Keep up the good work and two thumbs up to Malls. Sincerely, Jane. Thank you very much for that, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Please write back and tell me like what – what's the stop situation? Because
That's got to be 12 hours. You're driving 12 hours a day at least, right? 15?
Yes, but the problem is so much of this country is mind-numbingly boring. Like,
the whole middle.
I drove to Pittsburgh once, and you get a half hour west of New York City until you reach Pittsburgh, and there's nothing.
Is there?
Well, Philadelphia is a little south of here, so you didn't even pass that. So you are just looking at nothingness. I don't know how you could drive that long. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't. You know, I take some long trips sometimes with my kids, and I'm pretty – like 7 hours is my max, I think. I can't
– I was going to say five for me, and I'm kind of out of gas.
Yeah. Like it's hard. And it's like – you're not doing anything, but then you get to the location and you're like, why am I fucking exhausted? I've been sitting in a car all day, but it's just like the concentration on the road, and it's hard. I couldn't imagine doing the whole country.
And I was just thinking, here's the problem for her. Yeah. I assume she's got to make that drive again.
Yeah, it's back.
Most trips tend to be round trip.
Yes, that's exactly
true.
They do
that again. Can you imagine after spending 40 hours in a car being like, all right, got to do it again.
Yeah. Well, how about when they used to have to go around the horn? In a boat. They'd have to boat all the way around the horn of South America.
You're probably going to die of some illness anyway, so really just anything but dying was a victory.
Same. What about like when they do like in Ballad of Buster Scruggs when they'd overland in a fucking wagon? There's no suspension on those fucking things. How long did that take?
Or the weeks. Donner Party.
Right.
Donner Party. You saw what happened with them their trip went a little bit longer than expected. Start eating each other.
Lizard. Yeah. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Sure.
Ballers, fantastic episode. Got to agree. What would trigger a woman to leak that a former lover has a micro penis? That's some Bush League shit.
Yeah.
I will not, not cool. I'm not going to be reading the sentence about what he thinks her vagina looks like. That's the same. You're doing the same thing. You can't do it back to her.
Mm.
I mean, well, and I also he hasn't seen her vagina.
When she says something like that,
she's open.
She's
open, kind of for business.
Right.
Yeah.
She's open.
Fair enough. Lasagna is one of the few foods that I will fight for the corners, but don't try to give me a corner piece of brownie.
Or brownie. Those are petrified.
Right. Or even better, blondie. What's that mean? Is that like
blondie? Those are good. Those are, what is like, I don't know. It's more like cookie material. Like it's like a soft like a brownie, but it's like a chocolate chip cookie almost.
I wouldn't like the corners. I fuck with the corner of a brownie.
It's hard though. It's too.
I guess if it's just the edge, I'm cool with it because I know what you're saying. If it's like too much, if it's like more than like a half an inch of the corner, you know, where it's like where it's dry like into the brownie, but if it's all. If it's all gooey right up to the edge and then there's like a crisp edge, oh, I fuck with that. I want the warm, gooey middle only. I mean, I like a gooey brownie as well. We should all be figuring out how to be more like Dolly. What a damn queen. I'm sure she has way better options, but I'd be her toy for all the good she has done. Well, I'll just let her know. I'll pass it along. I don't eat mayo, but in the South – Duke's mayo is the king, not Hellman's. You're right. Miracle Whip is considered garbage by everyone that doesn't put sugar in their coffee. Hashtag anti-mayo zealot. Hashtag Friday facts. Hashtag current episode. Hashtag penis connoisseur sounds hot. That is from our friend CB in South. So that's two South Carolinas.
We're getting a lot from the Palmetto State.
Twice we've been contacted from South Carolina in one episode. That's crazy.
Two things. Duke's is definitely just regional. I think they even sponsor a bowl, so they must be huge.
Wow. Crazy.
But also, somebody this week, I don't remember who, sent us an old ad where they were advertising putting Miracle Whip on pears.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I thought about that for like a half hour. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
I know this. I don't know how they do this. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. But Travis Rogers, he doesn't have a show in the morning in LA, but he does. He like comes on in between segments of the national radio show on ESPN. And he does little segments to like keep it local to talk about like the Rams and stuff. And
he opens up tweets and I always ask him like random questions that I know he's never going to discuss. Like, why was Doc on the Love Boat considered the Losario?
I saw that. That was pretty funny. But people since he talks about food, all these maniacs in our audience, like Dolomite or crossover people like Dolomite and Pete Shalitsky, they're always sending him recipes it's like tuna jello.
Yeah. Disgusting stuff though. Right. But it was either Pete or Dolomite, but Miracle Whip on pears was in an official Miracle Whip ad. Right.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. Okay. We're talking about Thanksgiving this week, and it wouldn't be – I'm glad you remembered this because this is – we talked about – we did the theme song, the TV theme song.
This almost won it, right?
This was the runner-up. It came down to the finals where
I'm the only one who voted for it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's hard to go against Waylon Jennings.
The real champion went out a couple rounds earlier. Magnum should have won.
It was a good. It's a good song. But it's once you get them all on the board, it's hard. There's so many good songs. I mean, the fucking Munsters. How are you gonna skip over the Munsters?
Dude, that Munster is great.
It's great, but this. This show, its theme song was, of course, fantastic, and it was a runner-up in our tournament. But really, one of the underrated great sitcoms of all time. WKRP yeah,
this,
in Cincinnati.
This is one of the better episodes. It
might be the best episode they ever had. We just talked about them last week, about the time Dr. Johnny Fever went disco. But this is the time. Yeah, this is the time that WKRP, you know, is a radio station. They were doing promotions, and one of their promotions was on Thanksgiving to drop live turkeys out of a helicopter, but they didn't realize that turkeys couldn't fly.
Yeah, Mr. Carlson says so.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall.
Bailey Quarters. Underrated.
She's the best.
Like, everyone was like, hey, here's Lonnie Anderson up front with her big breasts and her tight dresses. And here's Bailey.
She was the ginger, and right. Marianne.
Right.
Was really the one.
Here's Bailey Quarters with her nerd glasses and her bangs, and I mean, just what a honey.
For the big WKR. You know,
yeah.
I was going to say, I was watching, I saw on the local channel that Welcome Back Cotter was on, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Cotter's wife had such bad glasses and style. She was very attractive.
Right. Yeah, I think I remember that. How about Cotter being 31?
I'm still not ready to discuss.
If you're not already, join our Red Circle page, our subscriber, our bonus content. Just click the link. It's $5 a month, and you can hear Ed and I discussing the Battle of the Network Stars Tug of War episode, where we learned that Gabe Kaplan was 31 fucking years old in 1986. Just absolutely stunning.
RP Turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman. You're matching the scene here.
Les Nessman's about 38 years old in this shot. We've learned that, too. He looks 70 years old, Ed.
Yeah, I was going to say late 60s.
Yeah.
Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting. We're here to witness the big WKRP Turkey Thanksgiving giveaway.
Hey, you got permission to be out here? What? You're blocking my store here, buddy.
Don't you know who I am, huh? I'm Les Nessman. I won the Buckeye News Hawk Award last year.
Mm. Good for you, Buckeye State. Now get out of my doorway.
I'm sorry. Creep.
This is kind of a weird flex that you're getting publicity to your store. And you're like, get out of here. Stop going on a radio station and discussing where you are so people will come here and buy things. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's of a time, I think, the whole.
Yeah.
Far so good, huh?
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now the crowd is curious.
I wonder, Venus Flytrap is there and he's the night jock. What is it about time for them to switch over? Like wouldn't he be still sleeping?
Here's what I'm thinking. He and Johnny Fever seem to be up to some stuff.
Okay.
Johnny Fever probably had something he needed.
Yeah. Good point. There would be
That's
some crossover there. Yeah. Yeah. I got you there. That's a good point.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From
Howard Hassman, what a talent. University of Oregon.
Is he still alive?
No, something just came out of the
I think so. He just had a birthday. He's 80.
A dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible. There's
running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les? Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Well, I mean...
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Classic episode. It also reminds me of the Phone Cops episode where they had to broadcast from the there was like a bomb threat called into the station.
Oh yeah.
And they had to broadcast from the actual transmitter, and Dr. Johnny Fever starts to get paranoid, so he destroys the phone, and then he hears sirens coming, and he thinks it's the phone company is coming after him because he's destroyed the phone. Very funny show. Classic episode. Mr. Carlson thought turkeys could fly. Ed, what else is going on? Thanksgiving related, the greatest holiday that, I mean, not if you're a native of this country, but you know what I mean.
What's the most inexplicable team that plays on Thanksgiving every year?
Well, hold on. Let's think about who plays every year. It's the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Right.
Well, there's two. Well, now there's three games, but the two teams that always...
The third game tends to be a good one because they pick that and it rotates.
But there's two teams that always play. It's the Cowboys, and for some reason, it's the Detroit Lions. Haven't made the playoffs since the 80s.
I hate the Cowboys, but that's the goal. You either love them or hate them.
Yeah, right.
But the Lions, I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in like, I don't know. They played one playoff game in 50 years. Yeah. So something crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's like, why? People just don't even have a strong feeling towards them. It's always like, this game?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, the Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford, his wife ranted about the COVID rules on Instagram, said, "I'm living in a dictatorship we call Michigan."
I mean, their house is probably 15,000 square feet.
How many
get to complain?
Right. How many Detroit houses could you fit in their house?
Yeah. And also Detroit is a severely depressed area of the country.
Right. And what freedoms are really killing her? She can't, I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, what is it? Because they, like, I'm sure, like, restaurants and stuff are open there. It's, like, not, you know, you probably just got to wear a mask.
They have a governor who's actually trying to do something about it.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the problem with these people.
I did see, like, a chart today that said, like, the average or the chances in each state of one person in 10 at your Thanksgiving having COVID. And in South Dakota, it was like 86%.
Yeah.
Oh, why are they still allowed two senators? How do they get as many senators as I get?
No, they get, I mean, the Dakotas get four.
Right. The Dakotas. Yeah. Four between the two of them.
The combined population is like a rounding error of Los Angeles County.
Yes. It's crazy. Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. And Matthew Stafford, like, what's going on with him? Is he okay? Like, he doesn't look like looks like he might have had some head injuries.
Well, a touch.
Right.
A touch.
He looks a little touched. You're right. Well, good for them.
So Thanksgiving turkey poultry company, Tyson Foods, is embroiled in a lawsuit right now. The lawsuit alleges that the managers were accused of they were betting money on how many of their workers would contract the vid.
I mean, the like poultry processing slaughterhouse industry.
I tell you, just know it needs reform, everybody. But you watch any of those documentaries and you're bummed out about eating chicken.
Yeah, they even like passed a law that made it illegal to film inside those places. What was
they're
that?
Fast Food Nation? So horrifying.
Yes.
Yeah, they're. But there's a whole bunch of them.
Horrible.
Frontline, I saw. Yeah. It's real bad.
The ones where they do where the pigs, and the, like the pig shit.
Oh, Hormel.
Yeah, they all gets pooled in like a pond there on the farm, and then they just like have the it ends up like seeping into the groundwater, or I mean they just shouldn't be raised like that.
Yeah, it's a bad scene. Yeah. But anyway, they're having a good laugh because they force these. I mean, if you're working at one of these places, you are at the bottom rung of the economic.
Well, and you're usually an illegal immigrant. Let's be honest. They right. they bus them up from the border to because they can't find legal, documented people to work in such conditions and for such wages.
Right. And so I thought, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving. Let's talk about the basics of the first Thanksgiving. And yeah. the general story is the Wampanoag people had a 3-day celebration of the harvest with the Pilgrims, who were these religious fundamentalists from England. Right. They were all pretty nutty, and it was a celebration had by all. And the idea is mostly of how it went down are from a couple paintings, which showed like the Wampanoag showed up with 90 people and a good time was had by all.
Yeah.
But the reality is the Pilgrims invited them, but they weren't doing so well themselves. They just had some good crops. And so Squanto and a couple of the others. They had some experience over in Europe, I think, one or two of them. So they knew English. Oh, so they helped them. Uh-huh. They helped them grow their crops.
Yeah.
And but now the Wampanoag were starting to get sick because of all the Euro trash illnesses brought over to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And their shit was poisoning the water supply and stuff. It was a whole problem. And so they did have some sort of celebration, and like I've said, it's my favorite holiday, so what came out of it is good, but the people involved, 16 years after that 1621 celebration, the Pilgrims are like, all right, so now we got the hang of this farming thing. What do you say we just kill all of them?
Wow.
And they just pretty much slaughtered everyone.
Mm-hmm. Good dudes. Good dudes.
Men, women, children. The whole thing.
Good information. By the way, Ed Daly is a history maven. The guy knows it all. That's very good information he just provided us by his book, Heroes and Jerks, available now on Amazon.
Now, a little wrinkle with these Pilgrims. 21 years after that first Thanksgiving, one of the Pilgrims, a guy by the name of Thomas Granger.
Yeah.
He was executed for getting caught fucking a turkey, along with fucking a horse and several other farm animals. Now, a horse, I mean, I'd be dangerous. That would be dangerous because of the kick, but at least size-wise, I mean, how are you even approaching this?
You'd have to stand on something.
Turkey. No, but I'm saying, how does the turkey even happen?
Yeah. Well, you fuck it like a fleshlight, right? You just grab it. And you just fuck the shit out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem.
Now, the horse fucking, I figure you would like somebody that was into bestiality like that. I feel like he would want to suck the horse's cock. I don't feel like he'd want to fuck the horse.
Maybe. You would certainly not try to have oral sex with a turkey. It would peck your fucking dick off.
Right. Their turkeys are mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're proud.
I mean, if you had to fuck an animal, it's a sheep, right?
It's very
They're pretty docile. Yeah, they got fur on them. I feel like a sheep. I know a goat is popular, but I just think that's mostly to do with their prevalence in the Middle East. Why they get fucked a lot.
A little kite runner territory.
Right.
Well, let's fast forward. So the pilgrims were weird people. I mean, they were religious nuts. I mean, you hear about these religious nuts like the Hasidim in New York having these 10,000 person weddings. They keep getting caught having giant weddings. Religious nuts are nuts always.
Yeah, that's true. Anything on the extreme.
Yes, it's a problem.
Yeah,
it's a problem. But let's take it to the turn of the 20th century in America. Let's take a look at how Thanksgiving was celebrated in Los Angeles in 1897. The LA Times reported that Thanksgiving was the busiest time for manufacturers that produce masks. Children went around getting candies like spice jelly gums, opera drops, crystallized ginger and tinted hard candies. So it was like horrible candy. It was kind of like Halloween.
Yeah, that's so weird.
That was what you did for Thanksgiving.
So
everybody who thinks of like, this is tradition. Traditions really only last a couple generations.
Right. And also it's like a lot of these things are like tied into marketing campaigns. And we just think like that's why like Santa Claus's red and white uniform is supposedly originated a Coca-Cola ad. Like it's like stuff like that. You think, oh, this is the way it's always been. And it's like I read somewhere that the engagement ring is actually a relatively new phenomenon.
That the whole concept of diamonds is kind of weird.
Yes.
Because it's just we've decided it's so valuable.
They're not that scarce. Yeah,
it's just the rock that the Beers situation controls everything.
Right. It's the whole thing. It's just it's odd if you really like break it down.
In 1899, the New York Times talked about a ragamuffin parade where people dressed as ousts, Filipinos, Mephistos,
bears,
Uncle Sam's, John Bulls, Harlequins, bandits. I like in the middle of the costumes, Filipinos.
Yeah, how would you even would you wear like a shiny striped shirt and like tight Z Cavariccis and like dancing shoes? Like how does a Filipino dress?
My mailman.
Right.
In 1911, New York City, teenagers wore masks and went around throwing confetti and flour at people on Thanksgiving.
That's a death
flour.
Penalty. That's a death penalty case. I told you about the lady that when I used to have access to season tickets at the Chargers games in San Diego, the woman, the people with seats next to me, every time the Chargers would score, which wasn't too often, thank God, she would fucking fling confetti into the air, and everybody would yell at her and be like, what the fuck? And she would be right next to me. And one time she flung confetti in the air and I had to dive on top of my hot dog. Cause it was like an unexpected, it was like somebody ran a punt back or something. So I wasn't ready for it. I had to dive on top of my hot dog and my fucking hot dog fell on the ground and I yelled at her and we complained every week and nobody did anything about it. But then the next season she was gone. Thank God.
Jeez.
Confetti.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Confetti.
Flour. That's even worse.
Rip Taylor?
Exactly. Disgusting.
And then, 1930, they talked about a New York Library report said Thanksgiving modernity is incompatible with the custom of children to masquerade and annoy adults on Thanksgiving Day. That was the goal, for kids to dress up and annoy adults.
What the fuck?
So Thanksgiving.
Who would encourage that?
It's a great holiday now, but it was hot garbage less than 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible.
So let's fast forward to 2011. We're going to give a couple highlights of the 21st century Thanksgiving. In Brooklyn, a teenager got arrested for trying to waddle out of the store with a 12-pound turkey in his sweatpants.
God bless him.
It seems like a weird thing to try to – there are so many places on Thanksgiving giving away free – you can get free turkey.
You absolutely can. There's a lot of turkeys. I think I read something where like 70% of the whole turkeys consumed are consumed on Thanksgiving. I imagine the rest are on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
In 2012, two Florida panhandle men were caught killing their neighbor's pet turkey and planned to eat it.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't them, it would have been their exotic reptile pet that got it.
Their boa constrictor was going to get that
thing. Did you see that video this week of some Floridian rescuing his tiny dog from
cigar in his mouth?
Yeah, with the cigar. Never lost a cigar.
And was so comfortable just fighting with a young alligator.
Yeah, it's just a very normal behavior in that part of the country. You know, it's like,
me if I'm ever not fazed by that.
Right. And also it's like, I'm not going in that water without alligators in it. Like if somebody's like, hey, your dog just went into this water, there's no alligators in there, can you rescue it? I'd be like, no, that's gross.
Bosco was a good dog.
Yeah. I'm not trying to catch anything.
No. 2013, a New Jersey man was arrested for threatening his family with a machete when they didn't invite him to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean,
why didn't they invite him?
Well, I think that he proved exactly why they didn't invite him.
Because of the machete?
Well, he's the type of guy that would threaten you with a machete.
Yeah.
Who wants to have Thanksgiving with somebody? That's an intense politics talker.
Yeah,
that's a guy that's a real bummer to be around.
Right. It is weird. I think I'd take machete guy. Well, assuming he's not also the other things, I think I would take machete guy over like let's debate the election uncle or any of that. You know, like I'd take my chances with machete guy because maybe he just wants to like make you some fresh sugar cane. And he's just
and got, as long as you position me at the table at an angle.
Right.
Like if I'm diagonally across from him, I feel good about my odds that he's not going to get me.
Yeah. It's like you don't want to be on the left hand person's left.
That's right.
You know, it's the same with machete guy. You want to be like not directly in the path of the machete and you're probably good.
Yeah. 2014, a Memphis, Tennessee man was running the cold warehouse for Kroger, I believe is a supermarket chain.
Yeah, that is.
He was caught stealing 700 turkeys from the plant. Security went undercover and posed as a church group and caught him in the sting.
Didn't we once do a story on some guys that stole like hundreds of thousands of pounds of chicken wings? I think it was in the Buffalo area.
Yeah.
And were like reselling them. It's kind of weird.
How much are the people getting the hot turkeys? How much of a discount are you getting or the wings?
Yeah. Well, because
I get people trying to steal from a wholesaler, but why would you go through different channels to get turkeys?
Yeah, it's like because it's a loss leader anyways. Like they're only a couple bucks a pound. Like a good sized turkey's like $30.
Right. I assume all of these people are trying to cover up for shortcomings in the register because they have drug problems.
Yeah. That's got to be it. Yeah, it's just it's like something to, you know, keep the yayo. You know, it's whatever David Silver was doing to go between the toes.
Yeah, well, he kicked it that episode, though. He's fine. Same year, Florida man arrested after pissing on the living room floor at his girlfriend's parents' house on Thanksgiving.
I'm surprised that's an arrest-worthy offense, in especially in Florida. I imagine that happens.
And on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it happens.
How many times do you think it happens? I'll set the over-under. Do you think that happens more or less than 120 times?
Oh, more. In Florida oh, more, year? More, more, more.
Yeah.
You know what? I was the other night, I was over at my chick's house and I cracked a beer and I opened it. It was a can of beer and I went and I opened it up and I thought to myself, I wonder how many times I've done that in my life. The beer cracking.
I haven't said that, but I have talked about it, how it would be both fun and sad if you found out all the stats on your life.
Yes, it like would.
How many times you masturbated and how many times you've done this or that.
Yeah.
And it would be like kind of interesting being like, oh, how many miles have I run in my life? Or how many, you know, how many miles have I walked in my life?
Yeah.
But how many beers you've cracked? For me, I'd probably be bummed out by how many.
It's
because it's too many.
It's got to be 100,000, right?
Right, somewhere around there. I mean, college.
We're in our 40s. Yeah, I mean, there's been many times that I've had 20 beers in a day. Like, and it's that's oh, not yeah, out of college, the ordinary. Yeah,
the suitcase. We would do a suitcase. Oh, yeah. Like. If it wasn't going to be a night where it was going to be trying to close the deal somewhere, if it was like, all right, today we're just going to get shit-faced, we just watch sports and movies, and just a suitcase was a normal thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was normal. I was just talking with some buddies recently about how we used to go to the Dodger game, and we'd drink a 12-pack in the parking lot and then go into the game and for seven innings drink 20-ounce beers the entire time. Like we warmed up with 12 beers.
The pre-gaming was something that would put me to sleep quickly.
Yeah. Oh, these days.
The last Thanksgiving of your story, also 2014, I like this one. Louisiana City Council President pulled a Travis Rogers in that he was eating in the store, but not Buttig. He was eating marshmallow pie, but then he did the move of put the wrapper in his pocket.
Oh, so but he had
marshmallow
it.
Pie. He What's, stole it.
Wait, marshmallow pie? Is that like what
seems
is
seems like some sort of gross? I mean, it seems like just a really shitty dessert.
Is it like a Little Debbie?
I like think so.
Something you unwrap and it's like a marshmallow thing dipped in chocolate.
But it was Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving. And when he got caught, now keep in mind, I didn't say this was Joe Horn on the Saints.
Yeah.
This was Louisiana City Council President.
Yeah.
He dropped the "Don't you know who I am?" card with security.
I mean, that might go. Remember,
"Don't you know who I am?"
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, Katrina Mayor Ray Nagin. Is that his name? He was taking
Ray Nagin.
He took bribes the whole time. Like he was getting bribed left and right. I feel like a local politician, you know, he could throw some weight around in one of those little parishes over there.
I guess. But yeah, know who I am card is always funny when you see people getting caught. Bob Huggins, all these people getting caught doing it.
Yeah.
Didn't we just do a story about
Tony La Russa?
La Russa.
Yeah. La Russa. Daniel La Russa. Tony La Russa. Right.
There was a story about the worst Thanksgiving menu items on the internet. Or recipe items, something called cranberry surprise, which is Hellman's mayonnaise.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sugar.
Get the fuck out of here.
Lemon juice, lemon rind, cranberry sauce, and a peeled apple with some pineapple bits.
Well, I'd vote for that. Why is the mayonnaise in it? It's like a fruit salad with mayonnaise.
Disgusting. Turkey cake. It's a cake with turkey in
it. No, stop it. Stop it. Just go, let's not reinvent things. Unless they're good.
People are like, oh, I'm tired of having the Coke salad.
Does it have cocaine in it?
Coca-Cola.
No, stop it. This doesn't exist. This is just drunk people spilling things.
Pizza with gravy with Thanksgiving turkey gravy.
Stop it. That's not true.
There is a picture of Powerade based in Turkey.
No, stop. Well, I mean, I could get, you know, like you want something, some sugar on it, I guess. I don't know why you would use Powerade. That's insane.
You know how you take out the cranberry sauce out of the can and it's just the shape of the can?
Yeah.
Here's a recipe where you just take pineapple slices and olive and you put a toothpick through it and just put it on the top of
cranberry. What? No. No. Those flavors don't go together.
Okay. So there's, you know how there are recipes on the back of products, food products?
Yeah. Yep.
This might be the title of the show.
Yeah.
Spam and lima beans.
No. What? No.
You got to see. I will send you the picture where you just click on the link. It's like, spam and lima beans. And all they did was just slice it and kind of scatter it around.
And like saute it. Yeah.
It's the worst looking thing. And lima beans are there's no value to them.
No, they're pretty gross. I got to agree. They're very mushy. My mom
used to make them. And they are very mealy, terrible.
Yeah.
Some people have gravy. This is a product. Campbell's used to make turkey and blue cheese spray bottles, like Windex.
And you would spray the the gravy on your plate. Why couldn't you just pour it?
Yeah, I don't know. They're trying to reinvent the wheel.
That Campbell's reminds me of my buddy from high school who that was his nickname. We called him Campbell's, and also we would call him Soup Can.
Oh.
There
was a guy at a rival high school who looked like one of the Campbell's Soup kids, so people would call him Soupy.
Yeah. Oh, Soupy.
Shrimp and Jell-O salad. It looks pretty bad.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Here's a Jell-O ad. Jell-O and turkey. Turkey on Jell-O, like a cranberry Jell-O with turkey, which is kind of what the thing is.
Yeah.
Holiday vegetable loaf.
No. No.
Thanksgiving sushi. People trying to put stuffing and turkey in a sushi. That seems like just pointless. Twinkie casserole for dessert.
Twinkie casserole, just like bake Twinkies.
It's bad. No. All right, most popular Thanksgiving side in every state.
So this is like because we've done these before. It's like
what's your state? What's your the most popular side?
It's got to be. There's some main ones, but I would have to
some main ones.
It's either mashed potatoes or, of course, my favorite, stuffing.
Right. So yours is mashed potatoes, mine is stuffing.
Yeah.
But both solid.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Staples.
A lot of states. Green bean casserole.
That's good. It's got the good. French onions on top, right? The crunchy onions. I would eat it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll eat it, but we're talking about favorite.
No.
Seems weird. Like Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho. There are a lot that have this one, and it seems like a bit much. Mashed potatoes seems to be the biggest one.
Yeah. I'm looking, I believe this is Iowa that I'm looking at, and it just says corn. Now, I get that you guys grow a lot of corn there. I get that you're very proud of it, but it's like, you know, California, we're known for our avocados.
Right.
I'm not having an avocado Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right?
Jersey grows a lot of tomatoes.
Right.
Tomato wouldn't be the... the recipe.
Yeah, you wouldn't be making ragu. You wouldn't be making Sunday gravy for Thanksgiving just because it's what you're known for. I got a real, and it's, this doesn't surprise me at all that this is happening in fucking Utah, Oklahoma, and Missouri.
Yeah.
Oh, and West Virginia.
Shame on all of you.
Rolls. Oh, you fucking hunk of bread? A hunk of fucking shitty processed white fucking bread?
What you're doing is what every buffet wants to sink you on.
Yeah.
They don't want to give you the good stuff. They put those rolls up front and you're like, hey, they're not gonna eat us out here.
No, it's the loss leader. It's why it's like Olive Garden. They're known for their endless bread. Yeah, because it fucking costs 2 cents to shove that shit in you, and that way you're not going for the all you can eat shrimp.
Now, I would say about 12 years ago, 15 years ago, we added this to. As a kid, I didn't have this. Homemade mac and cheese is part of the rotation for me.
So good,
and it's amazing.
It's so good.
So that is part of it with me.
It's so good. It should be there.
This is the Sunbelt is it has different. This is SEC country is mac and cheese.
Yeah, of course. Let's somebody head up to Maine and kick a few people in the fucking dick. Okay,
this can't be. This cannot be favorite. This cannot be the most popular.
It's
this exists at many Thanksgivings.
So, yeah, a lot of times somebody's like, I'll bring a green salad. I'll bring a nice green. And hey, look, if it's Friday night and we're having pizza and we want to get a little salad on the side, cool. But on Thanks fucking Giving, I don't need my greens on that day.
Nope. I mean, the casserole maybe. But,
yeah, of course. Yeah, I fuck with the casserole. Like,
You're making an unhealthy version of greens. Nobody needs fucking salad. This is the day. You just, that's just noise. Side salad. Get out of here.
Side salad. I'm really pissed. I never take a roll. I never take a roll on Thanksgiving because it's just takes up room on all the good stuff's there. Now, I see a lot of people, and I think we talked about this on Twitter because I believe that's Arkansas down there. White gravy? One, that's a topping. It's not a side. You're not having a bowl of gravy. You put it on top of the other shit. Also, white
gravy.
Why is it white?
Wrong, yes. That's not. You know what? White gravy. There used to be a soul food restaurant in New York City, and it would. One of their breakfasts was sausage, biscuits, gravy, and eggs. Yeah. And you would get the white gravy on that.
Yeah,
and it was great, like, breakfast. But
that's biscuits and gravy type of gravy. It's not Thanksgiving gravy.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's not going to work.
I'll tell you what, though. White gravy could be my rap name if I had one.
It's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
I don't dislike these things. But I believe that's Indiana.
I see Illinois. Oh, yeah. Deviled eggs. Deviled eggs. That's Indiana. Yeah.
I mean, I have it every few years, like once. And I'm like, these are good.
They're good.
But this is the favorite side?
No, it's not a side. It's an appetizer.
It's an appetizer.
Somebody goes, hey, we're getting the birds just needs to cool. You know, here's a plate of deviled eggs while everyone's getting something to drink for dinner. Like deviled eggs isn't on, you don't put that on your plate with the rest of the shit.
Right. There's nobody in the history of Thanksgiving dinner has had a deviled egg on their dinner plate.
No, never.
I know people are way into it and they're different casseroles. I don't like sweet potatoes. I don't like sweet potato fries.
I'm kind of with you. Because they're good for you. I'll do like roasted sweet potatoes, like just during the week or whatever. But no one in my house eats them except for me. And I'm not fucking going out of I'll be honest. If I see sweet potato anything on Thanksgiving, I walk right past it. It's like the rolls to me.
Right. Because I had it many times as a kid, but for me, mashed potatoes are pretty much at Thanksgiving or maybe at like a steakhouse.
That's it. That's it.
Or something.
It's the only time you get them. Baked
potato. Yeah, but yeah, I just don't have it, and I love mashed potatoes, so I'm just going regular potatoes. Sweet potatoes have no need to be in my Thanksgiving.
Got to agree. Got to be with you there, 100%.
I kind of Louisiana cornbread dressing. I believe that's just stuffing.
It's stuffing. Yeah, they call it dressing down there. That's pretty fucking good. I'd fuck with that. I'd fuck with cornbread dressing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's real good.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
And that pretty much is. Oh, wait a second. Is that? That's not Colorado. Brown gravy?
Yeah, no, that's Wyoming.
That's Wyoming.
And
mashed potatoes in Colorado. Brown gravy.
Again, what? It's a topping. That's like gravy is brown gravy, right? Just the gravy, like the gravy we all understand that's like made with the guts of the bird or whatever. It's delicious.
Yeah. It's delicious, but that's the number one thing.
No, it's a topic. It's like somebody going, hey, what's your favorite Mexican food? And you're like, salsa. it goes on top.
Yeah.
It's not a side. It's a condiment.
True. What's your favorite thing? Butter.
Right, exactly.
And then the two extra states that aren't touching.
Yeah.
Turkey gravy for Hawaii. Again, you guys just kind of – I mean, this is more like an indictment of your education.
They do that, but you've seen the way those Polynesians eat, and they put that gravy – that's just
they put it on their fruit.
Yeah, they put it, you know, like on top of rice and just fucking go to town.
And I suppose this could be good. It's just I've never – hash brown casserole. I mean, as an unhealthy food, I like hash browns. Oh, yeah. I imagine it'd be good. I don't know a hash brown casserole.
I imagine it's kind of like the au gratin style, where there's like cheese and onions and it's all – but instead of the potatoes being sliced, they're grated and then baked. I'm sure it's fantastic, but the problem is that you already got the mash. You don't need two potato things. Like,
yeah, I mean, for me, I've got stuffing and I've got mashed potatoes. I'm good. I'm going to enjoy both of them.
Yeah.
But that's a lot now.
And
casserole would be a lot.
And a little mac and cheese.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm starching out of my mind.
Yeah, I think that's Kansas down there. Kansas is the square one right below Nebraska. They fancy cream corn. Again, a cream corn's one of those things. I'll take a couple bites of it and I'll be like, ooh, that's good. I'm not loading up my fucking plate full of creamed corn when there's all this other delicious shit happening. It's like a little side.
It's better than Iowa just going for corn straight up.
Yeah, I would agree with that. At least they're doing something to the corn.
Because it's like this is special occasion corn, but it's still it's not quite salad. Yeah. But it's still like just it's a very minuscule item to talk about favorite side.
Totally. I like to
– But the thing that angers me the most, I mean the gravy people, I think they're just dumb people giving bad answers.
Yep.
Maine bothers me the most with that salad. Nobody says that's their favorite thing about Thanksgiving. Well, then you don't really like the holiday.
Because it's not even regularly – it's not assumed that you're going to – like you go to Thanksgiving and you know there's going to be a turkey there.
Right.
You know there's going to be mashed potatoes. You know there's going to be stuffing. Depending on where you are in the country, good chance there's going to be some mac and cheese. Green bean casseroles can be assumed.
Right.
You don't go and go, hey Grandma, where's the fucking salad? I come to Thanksgiving for salad.
Who made this thing?
Raise your hand. Who did the salad? I want to know who made this salad because it's so fucking good. This is the best green salad I've ever had.
I'm not going to stand up. I'm just going to sit here for a few hours after that salad.
remember when it was like, oh, it's the tryptophan. You guys, it's the reason everybody passes out on Thanksgiving It's because of the tryptophan. And we come to realize it's actually because you ate 7 fucking pounds of food and had an entire bottle of wine to yourself.
6,000 calories and 9 beers.
Your body needs to use its energy to digest what you've consumed.
But
it's not the tiny bit of a maybe hormone that might be in the fucking turkey that makes you a little sleepy after you eat it. Get the fuck out. You don't get tired when you eat a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though you've had 50 turkey sandwiches throughout the year and not fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't usually put gravy on half your plate.
Yeah.
That's not the tryptophan.
No, I agree.
And then, you know, we've covered Thanksgiving, but I think we should all head into the weekend with a story we should all be thankful for. I mean, besides the shark's dick. That would be that the Pope, official Pope's Instagram account, liked an ass shot, like a thirst trap picture from a Brazilian Instagram model.
What?
Yeah, click on the picture.
I gotta find this. I gotta look this up.
It's
what? This is
like almost as viscous.
This is almost as good as 47-year-old Ted Cruz liking a stepmom porno or cuckolding porno or something on 9/11. Like that's still better. Oh yeah,
that's better. But I mean, Franciscus really got after it.
He likes them thick.
Yeah, she's thick. She'd snap your dick off.
Come on, that's so good.
Natalia Garabato, 27.
Yeah.
Was liked by the Pope's official Instagram account.
Unbelievable.
He's not the Nazi Pope. He's the cool Pope who's only 170 years behind.
Right.
He's the cool Pope.
Well, also, I think the Nazi Pope, didn't he? He had to resign. He's like the first Pope ever.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he had to resign, but I think there were some rumors of him having, like, being a little too close with one of his aides.
Well, that's not the Catholic Church I know.
And so you could see if it was Pope Benedict that his, you know, maybe his little boy toy got hold of the phone and he accidentally clicked a like. But this, who's the Pope now?
Franciscus, is that him? Right. Francis?
Pope Francis, Francis, yeah. Pope Francis, I'm sure he has interns or, you know, altar boys or whatever, but I don't feel like we'd give them access to the passwords.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if he was trying to lie about it, he'd say, well, I just saw a picture of a kid in the school, but there's no school that would allow that kind of clothing at a locker in their high school.
No. I would agree with that. Like, my daughter's friends are always like getting in trouble for wearing like belly shirts and spaghetti straps.
But she's just covering the top of her ass.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she's basically wearing like the Britney Spears "Oops, I Did It Again" video outfit, but like less.
She's just got a lot. I mean, she's got a lot more body than 18-year-old Britney or 16-year-old, whatever. 16. This is a 27-year-old Brazilian Insta model.
Yeah. Yeah,
but we should be thankful that the Pope is really he's pumping one.
He's like, hey, you shouldn't be hung for having an abortion. Like he's modernized the Catholic Church.
Super cool,
right?
Hey, remember when John Paul, like when he was gonna die for the last like 3-4 years, and he was like a weeping willow.
Yeah,
he was just hunched over so bad for years, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna have to." And that's when they did the whole smoke,
right,
thing when he finally died. And then they chose, after all the smoke signals, they chose the Nazi Pope,
right?
And then they had to scrap him.
Yeah, it's kind of because the cardinals vote. You got to figure there's like a lot of politicking, you know. It'd be interesting to see like a documentary about that, but they're very secretive.
Here's a quote from Garibato, 27-year-old. My mom may hate my ass pics, but the Pope be double tapping.
Well, she doesn't speak English. That's translated.
At least I'm going to heaven, she joked with her 124,000 Twitter followers.
I bet it's a lot more now.
Yeah.
I bet it's a lot more now. All right, Ed. Excellent work. Everyone out there within the sound of my voice, have a very safe, relaxing, thankful Thanksgiving.
Non-crowded party, right. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving with your very, very close pod relatives. And we will catch up with you after the holiday. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 348 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Us conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS.